late great Judy Roderick. And another late great.
Yeah, done an audible here.
Rich, actually, anybody here read the magazine Acoustic Guitar? Some people.
Yeah.
Rich is featured in the end of this month with one of the lessons. We haven't actually seen a copy. I don't know why we haven't gotten a copy. I guess we did not renew the subscription or something. Don't they usually send you like a copy of your article laminated and you know, you can put it up on the wall? We didn't get that yet, but Rich is. Has the lick of the month. We've been getting lots of mileage out of that. The lick of the month. With this taken from this next song. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
I
did mine in the hall.
That's right.
Anyway, we were, when we were working on songs for this CD, we, I don't know how we came to talk about Taylor Swift. Speaking of which, tonight is the Academy of Country Music Awards or something, and you all are here. Yeah. I guess that doesn't mean too much. Not like the Grammy, not like the Oscars, but anyway, we were talking about Taylor Swift, and you know, I said she's pretty talented. You know, she's young, and she's you know certainly.
She's a good writer.
She's you know she's coming
she's
along,
and she's got presents.
Yeah.
Show.
And Rich said, "Molly, George Harrison wrote 'Don't Bother Me' when he was 17." And we thought, let's learn that tune. Of course, we don't do it the way George did it, but we slowed it down. And it, when you hear it, I think kind of when you slow it down and you hear it this way, it reminds you of...
It hurts more.
It hurts more, that's right. And it's definitely an example of teenage angst, and we all remember those days, so...